welcome to One Nation Radio. And now, here are your hosts, Rich Latta and James Floyd. And thank you for listening.
One Nation Sports.
Yo, what's good? This is Wale, and this is One Nation Radio. You already know.
Welcome to One Nation Radio. None of them can breathe. Asthma attacks everywhere. James, what's going on, man?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Let's do this, man.
All right.
I'm excited. We got the promo show. We only got, six matches last night?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. And it didn't matter. It was still a good show. Still a good show.
Yeah, I missed the first, I want to say, 40-something minutes of it. Came in and thought it was pretty solid at the end.
Yeah, you thought it was solid at the end. You liked the beginning because it was really good. Like, Cesaro and Cena, too, was just, wow, just fantastic. Really good stuff. Really good stuff, man.
Talk about the funny part on the promo with Cesaro.
Oh, yeah, yeah, man, you know, me and, we don't have our relationship that I used to have with Heyman, we're not, but I still respect this man. You ain't gonna talk about my friend like that, and he's basically like, yeah, you can't wrestle anyway, so what are we talking about here? And then he actually made fun of his shoes. He said, wrestlers don't wrestle in sneakers.
That's
you
funny.
Know, I don't think he mentioned jorts, but it was fun. You know, that's the best night work Cesaro's ever done.
Right.
Ever.
Right, and
and the crowd was popping for that shit too. Like you tell, if you ever want to get over, all you gotta do is walk up on scene and say something about him not being able to wrestle.
Yeah.
The crowd goes wild.
Yeah, and it's almost like last night was the I guess WWE trademarked the word bitch. Apparently, excuse me, I can't say that. I have to pay royalties to them. Everyone was calling each other bitches, or I'm gonna make you my bitch, or.
Well, you had Jericho calling Stephanie a hoe again, you know.
Yeah, he almost got it out. He had to stop, you know.
You know they couldn't say that. For some reason, you can say bitch, but not a hoe. Go figure. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how that works, but.
Yeah, I found it interesting. Like when I was like, wow, like when I heard that Y2J music and saw them two standing in the
second
ring,
I heard,
I was like, oh my god!
I knew exactly what was gonna happen. He's gonna call her a hoe, isn't he? And sure enough, there you have it.
Like, that's how Jericho got hot. Like talking about Stephanie. Like
that's terrible.
Like you know, it felt like the year 2000 in the best way possible. That's what I had tweeted last night. No.
I don't know what that means. 2008, you stopped watching wrestling for that long hiatus, so I don't know.
Well, as far as Jericho and, you know, talking that cash
okay.
to Stephanie and Triple H.
Huh.
So, where do we begin, James?
You want to go from the top to the bottom?
Yeah,
jump around.
Let's start at
jump
the top.
Jump around.
Jump around. Let's start at the top, you know.
Jump around.
Brie Bella and Stephanie McMahon, you know, the headline feud, you know, the main event, you know, the best built, you know, story on the card.
I'll say it to you like this, right? People, there are, for the most part, I haven't seen many complaints with the fact that I feel like we've been talking about how much better the Divas division has gotten over, the year, 2 years or so, since the Bellas came back, really. And, you look at...
No one wants to admit that, by the way, too.
You look at what you have going on right now, and you see you have... you had a tag team match that ended with, Naomi pulling out, the
new submission.
Pulling out, the leg scissors anaconda vice. I don't know what the hell that was.
Yeah.
People were like, what the... People were blowing up on Twitter about it. What is that? Pop. Just like, what is that? I've never seen that before. You also had, and I'm pretty sure that's the end of their feud too. But anyway, so you also had AJ and Paige did their thing.
I missed that segment. I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, I gotta go. Me and you were rapping. Me and you were sitting there like just in the words, just road rapping back and forth on the phone
gotcha.
While that was happening. Gotcha. I gotta go back and watch it, but it looked, you know, from what I heard towards the end, AJ did really good work.
Uh-huh.
And then you get Bella to get, you know,
One thing about her, though, she just feels so wooden to me. Like, as far as, like, her acting chops and all that, it's just not...
Well, the thing is this, like, they played for so long, and this might just actually be the personality to where they're, you know, their characters are pretty two-dimensional. They, you know, they first came out, they were the Mean Girls, and...
Yeah.
Like
they can do that all
if
day.
If you don't watch Total Divas, you would still feel they're the same characters they were before, except now we sort of cheer for them because they of who they're...
beefing with.
No, because of who they're, like, have relationships with. You know what I'm saying? Like, romantic relationships with. So, like, they don't really
get... I think they get flack for that, too, at the same time.
Well, yes and no. Like, for Nikki, of course.
Yeah, like...
Bree...
Super Nikki.
Yeah. Bree, of course, we like Bree more than we like Nikki now. I wonder why, even though, you know...
Yeah, we won't go there.
Yeah, so... I've heard that it seems like it's a bit, like... People that just are from, you know, that feel like that that Bree is two-dimensional,
mm-hmm.
that she comes off more like a heel in this whole storyline than Stephanie does, when it's like, well, she's been tormenting her husband, and she slapped her, and, like, the way it came out, like, I'm calling the cops, see, that is a kind of a heel move.
Yeah.
Heels are, like, yeah, you look at a long list of people calling cops on people, it's been heels. Like, yeah. The overall majority is heels calling cops on faces.
But,
like, it wasn't Stone Cold that was out here escorting Triple, or is getting Mr. Man.
But this one, like, it made sense, though, because, like, she attacked the fans, so it was like...
But the thing is, like, it's turn of fair play. Like, you slap me, I slap you back. And then, like, you call the cops on me. I didn't call the cops on you, you slap me on pay-per-view. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but she was a part of the company, and she was in the ring. You know, I guess that's how they spent it. You know, you can't strike a fan.
Yeah,
you know,
and you know what else? You know what fans can't do? Grab the mic out of Stephanie McMahon's hand.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, so we never, like, that's why that's also bullshit. Like, I'm gonna be like, let me tell you why that's bullshit.
Yeah,
but it.
But to this week,
I'm
like,
saying people that don't like people that think that like she's like she doesn't have much of a character also feel that way too. From what I've gleaned on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
but. To Stephanie, she's a fully fleshed out character. Like she may be a heel, she may be a bad person, but she also has feelings and emotions, and like it's almost like similar to what they had with John Laurinaitis when he was basically like middle management with Cena. Like he has these things tugging at him, and like he's not actually doing bad things. Just like we just want to boo him.
Like, nah, bro.
Like for example,
Stephanie's evil out there, bro.
No, she's evil, but. You look at what she did on Raw when she came out, she's like, oh my God, like, I apologize, I'm fully apologizing, I'm sorry, like, I haven't competed in over a decade, what am I doing? Like, I'm a mother, and like, my kids are so ashamed of
that
me.
That shit was a
like,
farce.
Like, everything seems so legit, and then all of a sudden, she's like,
she turns.
I'll fight you, and y'all, I slapped the hell, bro, she slapped her off the apron. I marked out. I lost my damn mind.
Someone please give that or Vine that. Like,
bro, I knew it was coming. I still, like, I knew she was going to slap her. I didn't know she was going to, like, fall like that. When she fell,
dive,
like that, I
yeah.
was like, oh. And then she did the yes chant. Bro, I was hoping, like, Hilda was going to go black that way. And
yeah.
then, like, they did the cat fight.
To,
it got even better.
Yeah.
But, bro, the yes chant made it was like.
Yeah, you know,
I don't,
Stephanie has no problem hijacking the yes chant. She's done it before a million times. They had their little cat fight, and then Triple H sending all the agents out there and
minions
and Brie Bella out there breaking free.
And, bro, it's so funny to see like Fit Finley,
Jamie Noble.
And
the crowd wanted to be assholes too. They were chanting Jamie Noble throughout the thing.
Yeah, like to be like it's so funny, like. Mercury. Like, it's so funny seeing all them dudes out there just middle.
One thing about Joey Mercury being there, I don't know if you've seen the CM Punk documentary, like, they're really close friends.
Uh-huh.
He actually bought, well, I guess Mercury was going through, like, financial trouble. He had got on, like, drugs really bad. CM Punk cut that man, like, a six-figure check and bought his house for him, pretty much. So, like, he's in debt to CM Punk for life. Like, how did that, you know, affect with, like, CM Punk's departure? Like, I don't know how that works. Like, because...
I have a
Mercury,
job.
Yeah, Mercury.
He leaves, that's on him. I have to keep his job because if I don't like to stay off this wagon at the same time.
Mercury called Punk his best friend, so like, that might be.
I saw the DVD.
That might be a road to get Punk back, you know, Punk services back, but who knows? I digress.
You really added, you really decided, like, what are we, 7 minutes into, this, into the show? How many minutes are we into the show?
It's like 10 minutes.
We're 10 minutes into the show and you already want to bring up motherfuckers not wrestling? All right, let's bring up Daniel Bryan then. How about that?
Oh, man. All right. Will he be at SummerSlam in any capacity?
No.
It sucks. Like, it
he just can't wrestle. Rough. You want to have another, do you want Bo Dallas to come out? You want to have him have the spar off verbally with Bo Dallas hey, on the pre-show? That's what you want?
Daniel Bryan was wrestling burglars out there, so, you know, he can, you know, do just fine.
Okay.
You know?
People bother me when they do that. Like, the adrenaline's pumping. Like, it's two different things.
Look, man, his adrenaline would pump, too, you know, at SummerSlam, you know.
It doesn't work
18,000, you know.
It doesn't work the same way. Like, today, for example, people were talking about how today Blake Griffin, how he pulled out of the...
like a sucker.
No, he pulled out. He has a back fracture. Sure, he has a fracture in his back. What do you mean?
Apparently, I don't know if you heard of Simmons and Lowe's podcast. We're digressing.
Yeah, that bad. Was like, yeah, but you know the podcasts are pre-taped by like a day or two, right?
Nah.
Yeah, like the news broke. Like basically, he talked.
So he doesn't know if he's going to be starting.
They were talking about that. Yeah, he would have started over Blake Griffin or over whoever else is there because Kevin Love, even if Kevin Love was there, he's going to start over. But my point being was that, like, they were talking. Those two, Lawrence and Simmons, were talking about something that either they recorded that morning, this morning, or yesterday. And then news breaks out, like, afternoon time, he has a small back fracture.
Yeah.
Whatever. So then people were saying, oh, so he pulled out, but he can be in, they show a vacation video of him, like, doing, like, backflip while diving in bodies of water, like, on his vacation. It's like, yeah, like, wrestler. Diving and playing basketball with a back fracture, two completely different things. They're not equally the same thing. One, I can do that and whatever. The other one, nah, I'm not going to get my back healed doing that. And the same thing with Daniel Bryan. Like, yeah, he got in a situation where he was going to be in a potential fight or whatever, but he ended up rear naked. He ended up, like, choking this dude out.
Ass whooping.
That's not the same thing as being in a 25-minute battle, like in a 25-minute match where you are falling over and over and over repeatedly on your neck. It's not the same thing.
Sorry, I'm selfish. Hopefully, get well soon, Daniel. You know, bring your ass back. You know, save the company.
Save the company.
You know, save the event. Save the WWE Network.
My question is, what would have happened if...
He's healthy.
If he's healthy, because they wouldn't have brought out Lesnar for the. Like, Cena wouldn't have been the champion.
It would have been Brian Lesnar.
Hell no. Really?
Why not? Who else was Lesnar going to fight?
Fight Cena again.
He just had. Not for the belt? Nah. Why?
Brian Lesnar. All right. My whole point is, like,
that's that's their biggest ace in the hole they had. Like,
but my point is that if they were going to do it, to where they needed to have, you know, as many eyes on as possible, the biggest match they can possibly pull off without having The Rock involved is Cena-Lesnar. And if they need to have the eyes on it to be the main event, like, if they're going to have the belt on it, like, there's no way in hell they're going to have Bryan, like, would Bryan have lost the belt by now to Cena?
No. No. He wouldn't have even... Like, Cena wouldn't have, I don't think he would have come into play. Because supposedly he was supposed to fight Kane through Money in the Bank. The only question would have been Battleground, and he's not going to lose the belt at Battleground. So.
But how does that get as many eyes on the product for the subscriptions for the network?
Because motherfuckers are into Daniel Bryan. Lots of them.
People that watch wrestling, yes.
Yeah. And you put him with Lesnar, I mean, it's not like, you know, we're going to see, you know, whoever's on the show. Like, Cena would have been on the show anyway. So, it doesn't matter as much as it, you know, it would have in the past because it's the network. Like, they can, you know, they can do shit like have Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins not fight after advertising it. Like,
did they ever advertise it? That wasn't
yeah.
like a, that. No. But I mean, by advertising, I mean, like, yeah. This is the main event. This is the show. Like, there was never
people
like...
That's the Shield dissolution. Like, people were hot for that match. Like, very hot.
They're
we'll
still
see.
Hot for it. My point, exactly. My point is they didn't advertise it like, oh, yeah, they're on the billboard facing each other like Cena-Lesnar for SummerSlam. That's my point.
Well, they have, they only, have, only they one any, match against
they
that.
Any, they didn't have any commercial that said, yeah, these niggas finna go at it. Watch. It's $9.99 for the network for 6 months. They didn't do that.
What I'm saying is, they
it was
put
the number
it out
two,
there.
It was the number two feud. Yeah. It was the B feud. I agree. That's but that's like, I don't know. It's just, I don't really think that, I don't know what they would have done if Daniel Bryan's healthy, because they would have had to do, like, I guess they do Daniel Bryan Cena again, and then they have Lesnar, like, not show up or something, or show up at
Lesnar
the end.
Was showing up anyway, like, to wrestle, like, at SummerSlam.
Who would he ever wrestle? It couldn't have been Daniel Bryan.
It would have been Daniel Bryan, or whoever's holding the belt, and it would have been Daniel Bryan.
So, if that's the case, then, so we're just going to, can we just assume that Lesnar's going to win the title then?
Yeah. Like, that was always the end game. Like, I thought he would beat Bryan for the title because he's not going to beat The Undertaker then lose the little-ass Daniel Bryan. And I'm still up in the air about what's going to happen with the Cena versus Lesnar match.
Well, that's the only thing because, like, you know, obviously, whatever happens, it's going to be like, well, this is how it's going to work. Either, Lesnar won. He broke the streak. Or it's going to be, LOL, Cena wins. Like, you're going to get on either end, you're going to get that. It's not going to be I'm not sure. It's going to be people want to play the, you know, retroactive smartass.
I just hope they, these boys get in a steel's cage or something. Like, you know, do like a good old classic SummerSlam steel cage match. Bring the blue bars out, you know. Brett versus Owen, you know. Just make it vicious.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll have a technical masterpiece like that, right?
Sure, why not, man? Why not? Brutal.
Are they gonna bring John Cena's daddy out there to be in the stands like they had the Hearts?
No, because Randy Orton had to whoop his ass, and Randy Orton's not involved with.
See, that's not true. Wasn't he at Money in the Bank?
Yes, yeah, he
Orton
was.
Orton didn't touch that man.
He thought about it. But transitioning from Cena Lesnar, which, you know, we got to talk about the promo. Like, Cena gets very, you know, passionate out there and, you know, basically, yeah. You know, does his
He's like,
Cena
yeah,
thing.
Like, they basically took, they chose, he basically like, what, you guys don't realize what you've done. And you guys don't realize, like, this dude is literally said mercenary. And then he goes on to say, he doesn't care about anything except his damn self. And Heyman, Heyman is his talk guy, his mouthpiece, and he can't even control him.
Yeah.
He hasn't been able to control him for years now. And Heyman comes out, and they, you know, they go rapping back and forth, and they're saying, like, yeah, you know, I'm not, like, he's going to beat your ass. That's how it's going to go down. Like, it's not going to be a thing where he's going to beat you just for the title. He's like, he's going to beat you and put you on the shelf, essentially.
Yeah.
And it was good. Like, I don't think there was a bad promo last night at all. And it had to be because majority of the show was promos. Like, but it was.
If there's truth to the Lesnar working Night of Champions, this shit's just going to be a 1-1 rematch. Like Lesnar will win and Cena will get the rematch next month and take the belt back. Like, and it would be the most generic shit ever.
Have you ever heard of the theory that people, or not theory, but like the fantasy booking is Lesnar wins the title and just vacates that shit?
Yeah, yeah. We talked about it a little bit last week.
Did we?
On the show. Because okay. I had heard that listening to a dude named Mike Chiari. And that's the first person I heard say it. But I don't know what Lesnar gets out of vacating the belt.
Like, basically, I can pick up and win this shit whenever I want to.
Yeah, like, I don't, that's not really good storytelling. Like, it just,
I don't, I agree.
It just buries, like, the rest of the roster and everything else. It's just,
yeah, they were about burying the roster. They wouldn't have all these part-timers being co-main events for WrestleMania every year. It's only burying it when it's a part-timer we don't like. It's burying when it's Batista. It ain't burying when it's Brock Lesnar or Undertaker. Or when is Rock not fighting the guy we don't like?
I try to make it fair, but
Batista wrestled giant at Jericho schedule. We love Jericho. That Batista shit. Boo this man. Boo.
I hope y'all ready for Batista to come back too,
bro. that man was involved in a Royal Rumble. There are no such thing as bad Royal Rumbles, right? That man...
I beg to differ, but yeah, for 1999.
Okay, one out of how many?
2013.
How many have there been?
26, 27, 28? Something like that. I can probably name more than seven bad ones.
Okay, would you agree that the overall majority experience? Okay,
yeah.
Then the vast majority of them are just like you have to really try hard to have a bad Royal Rumble, right?
1995.
So, you don't even know. Remember, you just have to say it. No, Shawn Michaels won. There ain't no same thing a bad Royal Rumble when Shawn Michaels wins it. Anyway,
look, they had Jacob and Eli Blue running in that shit like anyway, all tag teams.
Anyway, my point is this: he was in Royal Rumble. I don't remember what he did in Elimination Chamber. I don't remember.
Called Alberto Del Rio.
That's right.
He got booed out
of
the
building. So that's a dud. All right. WrestleMania. Right?
Yep.
Then back-to-back Shield matches.
Yep.
That man was 1-for-5. I'm sorry. He was 4-for-5. Boo this man! Like, all that man's matches were really good in the pay-per-view, except for the Alberto Del Rio one. Nah, boo this man. Like,
yeah, fuck him.
Don't care. Boo this man.
Shout out to Batista, who I got a picture with at NXT. Cool guy.
Boo this podcast now.
Yeah.
How dare you?
How dare I take a picture with Batista?
That's what the image should be from this picture, from the podcast.
That's funny.
You and him. I'm
dead
serious.
Oh, man. That's going to wrap up the first segment.
Maybe you should meme it up and put, like, boo this man on, like, in the picture, too.
Wow. Boo this man. Like, no, boo us. Like, that.
Just like dead serious. Just like...
Boo these men. Like,
yes. Like, bro, I'm sorry. Ever since I saw that video meme... Of half baked, that shit like sits in my head. Boo this man! Boo!
That's hilarious. But that's gonna wrap up the first segment for One Nation Radio. We'll be back to talk about Bray Wyatt and Jericho, a couple more things, Orton and Reigns, and
yeah.
Then we haven't figured out what No Holds Bar is gonna be, but it'll be good like normal. This is One Nation Radio. Welcome back to One Nation Radio, where y'all should be booing us. Boo these men.
Boo. All right, man. So,
holla back, youngin.
Oh, yeah, we're still going. I'm sorry, because I don't have the headphones on, so I can't really tell. How much longer is it left?
About five more seconds.
All right.
Well, looks like it is.
All right, so where do you want to go from here?
Wyatt and Jericho. We get another, you know, beatdown from the Wyatt family.
Yeah, that, you know, preempted, you know, a really good match.
Yep.
That was in the process of happening.
You know, Seth Rollins thought it was sweet to come kicking that fuck shit off the top rope. Like, Jericho ain't got a code breaker for your ass.
Yeah. That number, like, WWE 2K catching finisher. That, yeah. And that's the bad thing is I kind of saw it. Like, he's going to hit this man with the code breaker, isn't he? Sure enough. Gotcha. And what happens? Before the match happened, I went on Twitter. I said, y'all ready for Bray Wyatt to come out here and break?
Yeah,
and
I saw that.
And ruin his match so he can talk. And, you know, all he did was beat him down and, you know, do the follow the buzzers thing.
The real travesty in this is how they're advertising the match. Chris Jericho versus Bray Wyatt with Eric Rowan and Luke Harper. I just hope that doesn't mean that they don't get their own match. Because if Luke Harper is stuck on the sidelines, I'm going to be pissed.
It looks like that's the case.
Like...
Because they're not, like, involved with the Usos. They didn't break out... I mean, the Usos were in a six-man tag match earlier with, you know...
Ziggler.
Dolph Ziggler.
And then Ryback's and... Who else? Miz.
The Intercontinental Champion.
Yeah. Johnny Cage.
Yes, Johnny Cage. Exactly. I can't believe you haven't heard that one.
I hadn't heard it, but I found it absolutely hilarious that he was standing on the apron, you know, wrestling boots, trunks, glasses. Like,
yes. No, you see what he's been coming out wearing though.
That
the all white suit, like he's in Miami, like he's like a Miami cocaine dealer. Yes,
unbelievable.
It's fantastic. And he holds, and what makes it even funnier is he has the belt underneath the jacket, with the jacket is like actually like bunned up, and it looks bad. It is like he don't care. Why? Because he's the Miz and he's awesome.
Johnny Cage. That's like absolutely hilarious. Like, so is yeah. Like I was saying,
also involved in that match. Three guys outside, just watching the match.
We'll get to them in a minute.
Okay.
I just want to be outraged about Luke Harper some more.
Okay.
Luke Harper is probably like one of the top five wrestlers in the company.
Top 10.
Anywhere up there is fine with me. But
better than Luke Harper. I'm sorry, he's better than Bray Wyatt.
Oh yes. Find something to do with him, WWE. Please make that man, like, you know, see the light or something.
See the light.
You know, stop following that bullshit. You know, Wyatt out there kicking all that fuck shit. But like you were saying, those three guys outside the ring, all matching, by the way. You know, Woods comes out in the gray suit with the black. You know, Big E's got the gray, you know, pants with the white, and you know, they're all wearing like white, black, and gray kind of. So. That's just something like I kind of like picked up on. Apparently, they gave an interview on the app where they asked Kofi, or they asked Xavier Woods, you know, what are y'all together for? And Big E was gonna, you know, start explaining, and then Kofi cut him off. He was some shit like, you know, those that don't know, you know, will find out soon, you know, while we're, I don't know, it was some coded bullshit.
Uh-huh.
But why the fuck were they out there?
I guess they're scouting for talent, for overlooked talent. Like, yeah. When I first saw them out, I was thinking, okay, I'm assuming, like, the Hills are going to win, and then they could come out here and be like, Ziggler, you've been looked over, too. Bring your ass.
Yep.
Hop on with the click.
Yep.
But that didn't happen. Ziggler won, so.
Yeah.
Maybe next week.
Then they just walked off, and then we didn't get any follow-up on one of the hottest names in the company right now.
I mean, my question is, I don't know where this is leading to, because it's going to be three guys, like.
New Shield.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, you know, new Shield.
Yeah,
you know, Kofi's Rollins. You know, Reigns is Big E. You know, Woods would be
Ambrose.
I guess, yeah, since he talks so.
Because they both got bad hair.
Yeah, Ambrose had terrible hair. Like he has almost Ziggler hair. Like it starts to match one way and it just won't. You know.
He just throw a ball of water on it and says, fuck it. I'm out here to wrestle.
And it kind of it fits with him, so I'm not really stressing that.
Yeah. What do you call him again?
No, Titty Master. Crazy Man Ambrose.
No, you can call something like Crazy Man Titty Master or something. Yeah. Some huge confounded word. But I would say this. I don't know if they're, like, where is it going to... Okay, do you think, imagine they're going to get a slot on SummerSlam?
Who?
The three black guys.
They do have names. Xavier Woods.
It's faster to say three black guys. I don't want to say the new nation domination. That's just stupid.
I think they get some type of like I think we find out what they're here for at SummerSlam. You know,
They come out and whoop somebody's ass, or they come out and do a promo,
make some type of impact. Whether you know it's fucking somebody over in a match. Or helping someone, you know, helping someone else win, which fucks someone else over. Or, you know, actually getting a chance to, you know, really express themselves. But I think SummerSlam is the landing ground for that.
All right.
Moving forward, Orton versus Reigns. Battle of the Pretty Boys, quote unquote. Randy Orton, you know, basically said, you know, he was going to break that fucking table.
Yeah. Like, nah, bro, we breaking this table. Like, I've had to deal with this with I think, SummerSlam 2011. It was Christian and Orton. I think this is a match where Christian spits in Orton's face. Orton kicks him in the balls, gets a DQ. He snaps off. Like, he whoops his ass. He gives him two RKOs on the table, and he didn't break either time.
Yeah.
I think he was like, nah, bro, we're breaking this table this time. I don't give a damn. I mean, he looks so vicious doing it. Like, he's
Jordan just sitting in the crowd and shit, like, you know, jumps his mat out of nowhere. And I was explaining, why doesn't Randy Orton ever wear, like, clothes? Ever.
Does he never wear clothes?
Yes. Like, he wasn't wrestling. Like, he's out there in wrestling gear, like, at all times.
Everybody's in wrestling gear, though.
No, what I'm saying, like...
You want backstage, you mean?
Yeah, like, all right. Like Orton's always... H? Like, Orton's always in, like, full, ready-to-wrestle wrestling gear.
As opposed to what? Just having a t-shirt on?
Yeah, like, and, you know, doing whatever.
Well, like, most wrestlers, when they have their own t-shirt on, it looks bad because they have their gear on. So it's like, it looks like they're wearing just a t-shirt and nothing else on. Like, they're just completely naked underneath.
Like, Jericho will come out wearing clothes, for example. Stuff like that.
Like Miz.
Yeah, Miz will wear clothes. Ziggler will wear clothes. But Orton never wears clothes out there. Like, I don't know, if you wanted to do some type of sneak attack in the crowd, wouldn't you want to blend in?
He did sneak attack in the crowd, though.
He
ran out.
Yeah, he came out there and then, you know.
No, like, basically, basically people run out from the back. Like, you know how they have, like, the hallways and, like, basically aisles in the corner for the run in?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he ran in and whooped and started whooping on his ass with Kane.
Kane wore clothes.
Kane...
Smile.
Corporate Kane. Okay.
Smile.
Fair enough. I guess fair enough. Man, look, the man's like, look, I have, he said, look, I want to show the world how good I look, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. He's been doing that DDP yoga, I hear.
Oh, yeah?
That's what it was. That got him in that ridiculous shape. Speaking of Kane, who the fuck does Kane wrestle at SummerSlam?
No one. He does not get a segment.
No problem.
You know who you should fight? I take it back. You know who you should fight?
Wyatt.
Nah, he's on a win streak right now. You know who you should fight?
Who?
Zack Ryder.
Unbelievable.
Had that man wrestle Zack Ryder again.
Wow.
And this time had that man Tombstone, so he'll never walk
to
again.
Hell. Tombstone to hell.
Oh, that was the best. That was one of the best things going on TV back in like early 2012. Like, he just Tombstone that man, whoop his ass, and he dies. He's like Kenny in South Park. He died every week.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
You know, main eventing one pay-per-view, not seeing the next. Kane, just like The Rock.
Yeah, he's right, huh? When's he going to shoot his movie?
You know, Kane got movies.
No, his new movie.
He already did it, I think.
Oh, See yeah, No Evil 2. I was pretty smart ass. All right, I didn't know he had that movie.
Yeah,
that don't count. That's WWE Studios. I'm talking about, like, when's he going to come out here on, like, you know.
WWE Studios counts.
Okay.
Smile.
Sure.
These
shits are a step above straight to DVD.
That's what they are. Just with WWE.
The Marines, yeah, the Marine ones, like the ones that, yeah, okay, yeah, those are, yeah.
Let's say, what WWE, you know, DVDs or WWE movies are coming out there. Being released in theaters. Yeah.
Like the Halle Berry one was.
As The Call. Like, that might be it.
The scary movie one, was it Oculus? That one came out. The one with, was it Colin Farrell and Terrence Howard?
Yeah.
That Bray Wyatt was in. Not Bray Wyatt, but Wade Barrett was in. That one came out and released. But yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah, most of the things are just straight, you know, the one where Orton was talking about, I'll tell the papers, that one came straight to DVD. Yeah. Triple H is out here, like, basically doing that, what was the Hogan movie when he's like Kindergarten Cop? He's basically like another version of Kindergarten Cop. That one went straight to DVD, I'm assuming, too.
All them shits. Like.
Yeah.
But for the Intercontinental title, the Miz Ziggler thing, is this Ziggler's time? To take it home.
I mean, I don't see why they would have him in something. They're gonna let him win. I mean, it's just the IC belt.
What you mean? They've been not letting Ziggler win for a while.
Yeah, when it comes to having, you know, a major belt, it's the IC belt. Doesn't he look like the champions we grew up with, the Intercontinental champions we grew up with? Doesn't he look just like one of them?
Yeah. You know it's going to be a good match. You know, you're going to be cheering. You know, he makes that, makes the women melt.
Remember back in the day, that was the what was it called? The workhorse
belt. Yeah, the workers belt.
Yeah, you might as well. Yeah.
That sound, don't, that sound like, don't that sound like some bullshit? Like no, like a backhand compliment? Yeah, this is the workers belt.
Well, it'd be a better backhand compliment if it was called nice, you know, good little worker.
Yeah.
Or nice little hand. No, nice little hands belt would have been better.
Ain't that a bitch? Like,
he's a nice little belt. Yeah, yeah. 15, you better believe 25 years ago, Daniel Bryan, he would have got that IC belt, and that's the first he would have gone. They would have kept him where he's at.
You know, we're going to keep it right where you at.
Yeah. Baby. That's not for you, baby. You
know, win the belt? Hell no.
What you? I don't know what you're looking at Hogan for. Like,
you better not look at him.
Oh, you think you're better than Bret Hart, huh? Bret Hart, while here weighing 230 pounds, couldn't get a match with Hogan. You think Daniel Bryan's ass finna get a match? No. And you look like that. In fact, he might have even got a job back then looking the way he does.
Yeah. Also, the streak ended Monday night.
Ah, shit.
How did this one make you feel, James?
Didn't care.
Didn't care? It's the greatest streak ever in wrestling history.
Sure it is.
You know? All the Bull Leavers are devastated out there.
You know, even though he didn't win the Intercontinental belt at the last pay-per-view.
That didn't count. That didn't count.
Why?
That didn't count. It's not a singles competition.
Singles competition.
It's not singles competition, you know?
All right.
As a Bull Leaver, you know, I was happy to see, you know.
Well, Bull Leaver and R-Truth rolling that man up. How about that?
You know, Bull snapped after the match. You know, and try to tell him.
And what did he do?
I thought they were going to use that as a platform to make them come out there and save R-Truth. That's what I thought.
So did I.
Yeah.
I'm glad that didn't happen.
Yeah. And also,
like, I thought at first, like, okay, I see what's going to happen. Bo's going to beat this man in a squash match. And then they're going to come out. Then, like, oh, he won? I don't know why they did that. what is R-Truth going to do to capitalize on this victory? Like, he going to, look, gain some traction?
Yeah.
And then he got his ass whooped, and I was like, okay, got his ass whooped.
But is this a feud? Is this a thing? Who knows?
He's going to have to fight somebody at SummerSlam.
Yeah, I mean, we might get Bo Dallas R-Truth.
I'd assume it wouldn't be this far out. Like, R-Truth versus Bo Dallas, like, that's not something I actually want to hear promos done about. I really don't.
SummerSlam, R-Truth, Bo Dallas.
Yeah.
Tune in.
Yeah, Truth, Dallas.
Yeah. Be there. SummerSlam.
I'm good.
Then we get Damian Sandow absolutely, you know, just, you know, showing up dressed like an astronaut in Houston.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about it. I'm like, what did he even do?
It's like, bro, like, how long can they do this? Like, when they start going back to them cities, like, is he gonna do the same shit?
Well, like, if they go back to Miami sometime next year, but by the time they go back, the season will be started, and he can do like a Dwayne Wade one by him being washed up.
He'll come out. He should come out there in a wheelchair. That's what he should do with a wig on. That'd be hilarious.
Let's see. You know, it would be funny if they start doing that kind of stuff and have Kane come out there and chokeslam that man every week, like on some Pete Rose shit. Last time I was here, we whooped you, we kicked your ass.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You thought it was sweet.
And Kane come out there and chokeslam that man. But I mean, I just had random people whoop his ass. I guess that's what's working. Because,
yeah.
I don't know, man. It's not really that interesting. It's just not.
Yeah, it's sad.
I mean,
it's entertaining. Don't get it wrong. Like, it causes a nice little chuckle. Like, but after a while, it's like, we could be doing something better with this
like,
guy.
The only thing I can glean from what they're doing with him is, like, he's still on punishment from when he didn't, like, get in the ring against, like, during the Occupy Raw. And remember, they were punishing him for like 2 weeks after that.
Mm.
And maybe this is like, obviously, I'm talking the storyline. Like,
yeah,
you're still
TV
like, yeah, you're not getting a single match. All you're gonna do is we're gonna give you these jerseys, and you're gonna make an ass out of yourself in that city. And maybe he snaps eventually, but I don't know where this goes.
All right, and I think we forgot about one big storyline: Rusev and Swagger. Looks like they're headed towards a flag match, if you ask me, and.
Well, how,
like a good old-fashioned Vince Russo flag on a pole match.
So my question, I've heard that, but I don't understand why, like, the flag waving in this one was any different from the flag waving in the previous Big E matches.
I don't know.
Same thing.
But I think they're going to use it as a platform where Swagger can beat Rusev, but Rusev
without
without pinning him or making him submit. And it's going to be a nice,
beat him without beating him.
Nice SummerSlam moment of Jack Swagger waving the American flag, you know, just like Lex Luger, you know, made in the USA, you know, in SummerSlam, you know, and all the red, white, and blue is going to be everywhere, and, you know, we're going to feel patriotic.
Can they get the match on an aircraft carrier?
I'd love that. They're going to be in California. Just, you know, go a couple miles down the road. In
San Diego.
You know? Lana and Zeb, you know, once again.
You know what their match they really should have for SummerSlam, right?
What?
You know how they have first blood matches?
Yes.
First word matches.
First word matches?
Yes. First person to say a word. It's almost like an I quit match. It's like you put the mic to him and he says any type of words, like, let me out of here. Oh, wow. The pain just hurts. They lose.
Wow.
Because they're not, neither one of them are talking. Like, am I the only person that's bothered by that? Like, no one else is talking. Like, their mouthpiece is talking to no one else.
I guess they're just like Brock Lesnar, I guess. Both of them. In that case.
But at least, like, when you hand Lesnar the mic, we don't, like, cringe knowing it's going to be terrible.
Yeah, we do.
Say
something stupid.
That's hilarious, though. That's funny as shit.
That's unintentional comedy.
Look. So is this is war. That's unofficial comedy too.
Oh man, but you know, English is his language.
What's the last thing you heard Swagger say besides "We the People"? When's the last time you heard him say a damn thing since then?
What else you really need, man?
Zeb
was out there sounding like a preacher talking about that "We the People." You know, when a mother, you know, shows her daughter how to cook. We the people, you know,
yeah.
when we drink
beer,
you know, when we go to the beach and drink beer, you know, and pretty girls, we the people, you know, you ain't down with Jack Swagger, you know, leave the country, like.
That man, the funny part is that man's cutting the same promos he's been cutting when he's working heel. It's just now, because it's Rusev, he gets, or it's Lana / Rusev, he's getting the pop for it.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, We the People was always over, even when he's a heel, but.
Lana's bun is getting bigger every week, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I haven't noticed it.
That's what Catherine pointed out to me. I was like, wow,
that's funny. Is it getting bigger or is it just higher, set higher up in there?
I don't know. Like, and she was like, you think that's her real hair? I was like, I don't really know anything about it. So
her hair is only like shoulder length.
Yeah. Like, I've seen those pictures a couple years ago from her, but I don't know.
Like, they did this diva shoot on WWE.com with, like, the newer divas, like, mm-hmm. the ones on NXT or whatever. And, like, it was...
Shout out to Charlotte. Shout out to her mom, too.
Like, the funny thing is that they were doing is they were basically having, like, Bailey and Emma, like, being all happy and bubbly, and they're at, like, a poolside party, and meanwhile, it's, like, Lana
looking evil.
Lana and Paige are like, I'm not for this shit. Like, why? Like, no smiles. Looking like Eric Bischoff looking into the camera. Yes,
wow.
No smiles.
No flex zone.
Yeah, yeah, no flex zone. They sitting there by the pool. Everybody's having fun throwing around, you know, beach balls and everything. They sitting there looking in the camera like, I'm miserable. Like, I'm just miserable.
I just love to see Bailey and Lana interact. Like, that'd be absolutely hilarious.
Like, them two look like Kanye, look like My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy's music.
Damn.
Like, they're just miserable.
Damn.
Like, my life sucks being here. I'm dead serious. Anyway, I forgot where we were going with this.
We're gonna wrap up the second segment of One Nation Radio.
Wait, there's gotta be something. Oh, we never talked about Seth Rollins and Ambrose, even though Ambrose wasn't there on Monday yesterday.
That's why.
Okay.
That's why.
Right.
We'll get to them next week.
All right.
But that's going to wrap up the second segment. We'll be back with No Holds Barred, segment 3, which where it goes down. So we don't know. Look, we don't know what we might talk about. So tell your friends.
Yeah.
You know.
The loose cannons.
Yeah. One Nation Radio.
Hello, ladies.
Welcome back to One Nation Radio.
What the fuck?
Hello, ladies.
Hey. Oh my god.
You know, I don't know how many females listen to the show, but
none now.
Yeah,
none now.
You know, you
this know. This shit sounds like the worst of sex ever. Like the cheesiest of sex. The Velveeta of sex, bro. You know how they used to call Edge the Rated R Superstar?
Yes.
Like, why didn't they never call... Why didn't, like, Val Venus call himself the Rated X Superstar or something like that?
I was going to say, ridiculous. Because he was the Rated X, Triple X Superstar out
was
there.
Was it Triple X? That's what he called himself?
Yeah.
Okay.
You ever heard the story about that? Like, Val
Venus... His gimmick?
Yeah. Like, no, he was ahead. Like, Vince McMahon came with the whole shit, you know. He was like, how he presented it to him. He's like, you know, Val Venus is a film star, you know, an adult film star. He says it just like that. Like, I don't, like, he's like, he's an adult film star. He's like, so Val's like, what the fuck? Like, what am I going to do with that? And, you know, he eventually figured it out.
And then comes out with a fucking towel. Like, I still don't understand. Like, maybe because I was young, I was like less than 10.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what, like, he's a porn, like, I knew he was a porn star, but like,
yeah.
I don't.
Why the towel?
Why the towel? Like, I was like, is that what normally happens
out
here?
Got to clean off,
oh,
you know. And then he would do all that shit where he would wave, go put the towel around his ass and do this all this other shit, and then like twirl it around and then throw that bitch, like, you know, I guess props, you know, that's all you use it for.
Terrible.
This is no holds barred. You know, we don't know what the fuck we don't know where the fuck we're going.
All right, so what have you been watching lately on the network?
I watched Super Brawl 98.
Oh, you finally got up to
it? I got around to watching that.
So how you feel? which movie was it? Oh, I showed you. You had mentioned to me. Before we get to that. So what do you like on the pay-per-view? On Super Brawl 98.
What match was it? Guerrero and Ultimo Dragon. They had a very good match.
I was skimming through it, but I guess I missed it.
I like that match.
Okay.
One second, I gotta get the match list.
I believe I was watching Jericho and Rey Mysterio was on that match for the belt,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Also on there, you had the Steiners breakup.
Yes, Scott, I watched that. That was excellent. You know,
okay.
The genesis of the Big Bad Booty Daddy. You know.
Did you tell me, like, the very next night that man showed up with the completely, like, Eminem dyed peroxide hair?
That blonde hair out there.
Wow.
I was like somebody whooped that man's ass with a bottle of peroxide. Paige and Jericho, they had a cool match.
Paige and Jericho?
Excuse me, Paige and Benoit.
Yeah, they did. Yes, they did.
I watched another match, or I think it was a different pay-per-view. It was Bret Hart versus Macho Man. And
really?
They just, like, Savage looked old. Like, he looked old. Like,
yeah. Had that Savage looked old in 96. Like,
yeah.
We were, the one thing I wanted, you had mentioned to me, you said Hogan never, or Savage never pinned Hogan. I was like, yeah, that's true. But he technically, like, technically that's true. But that's, let me tell you, what I was like, let me tell you why that's bullshit. And then I had to show you the setup that they did in what I was watching earlier.
Yes.
The week before,
that
was...
Two.
That was, yeah.
Oh!
It was Halloween Havoc 96. And and it starts off with Six's debut, Shawn Michaels' debut at Six in NWO fighting Jericho. And as this match is happening, Nick Patrick is the ref. And he has a neck brace on.
Yep.
And progressively, as the match keeps going, Jericho keeps getting these fall attempts. And every fall attempt, Nick Patrick's count gets slower and slower and slower to eventually Waltman gets a pin situation, any normal pin, and he wins, normal count. Like, all of a sudden, he decides to speed it back up. So then, in the match's main event is Hogan versus Macho Man. And there's a different ref. I forgot what the name of the ref is. He gets knocked out, so then Nick Patrick has take over officiating duties.
Mm-hmm.
And Savage has Hogan beat clearly in the middle of the ring.
Yes.
And this motherfucker, this motherfucker Patrick, he goes and counts one. Now keep that as the neck brace on. One, two. And as the hand's about to cut down for three, he grabs on his neck and winches in pain and flops saying he's in so much pain. It's one of the funniest things ever. Rich forgot about it. It was hilarious.
Yeah. Like, I was like, that's bullshit.
And the match is awful.
Like, bro, that feels like something they should have did with Daniel Bryan last year. Like,
well,
bro, if they would have did that.
Well, I mean, With the Scott, as far as bringing back like Scott Armstrong and be Nick Patrick,
yeah,
that would have been funny.
Yeah,
I mean, the one of the funniest parts is you mentioned Super Brawl '98, the rematch from Starrcade of Sting and Hogan.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Patrick is the ref in that match, and Nick Patrick. Hogan gets a we'll get to that later. Hogan gets a pin attempt, and Nick Patrick counts it 1, 2, 3 on a normal pin or normal count. And Hogan during the match looks up incredulously. He's like, "It's me! What are you doing? Count fast, motherfucker! Like we're trying to get out of here with this belt. Like what are you doing?" It's like Nick Patrick, like that actually became a storyline. A ref became a storyline, man.
Yes.
And it was a long running one.
Yes.
Because it also becomes the NWO official ref and all that, too.
Yeah, like I remember on the Sold Out 97, he refereed every single match on the card in that NWO t-shirt. And I was like, wow.
Remember when NWO was having those empty arena matches, squash matches?
Just whooping niggas' ass out there.
Look, and the ref was masked up because he didn't want to give away an identity. Like, did they ever reveal that that was actually Nick Patrick or no? Because it would have been funny in retrospect. It would have been like, yeah, that was Nick Patrick the whole time.
Yeah, I don't remember. But they need to hurry up and get more WCW on the network just because
bro,
anytime more WCW is, you know, is okay with me.
I'm dying for them to put up those Nitros, man. Dying.
I watched the Ricky Steamboat documentary. It's about an hour long on the network. It's pretty cool. It was kind of a fluff piece. But I wanted
they're all fluff pieces. You're getting work,
well,
bro.
Well, no. Like, they kind of go into controversial stuff sometimes. But
they mentioned China.
Yeah.
And then, like, in the Triple H, when they mentioned China, and, yeah.
Kept going.
Like, they're like, yeah, and, you know, yeah, they found this level, they want, found this one chick, and, yeah, you know. Like, they never, like, apparently there was no ever interlap between Stephanie and China ever.
None.
Yeah.
I was kind of interested more on why he kept bouncing back and forth between promotions. Like, I know he wanted to take time off to be with his family, but they didn't really go into it. They went into it a little bit while he was going back and forth. Mm-hmm. Like, Steamboat came back, and they weren't even calling him Ricky Steamboat. They were just calling him the Dragon. He was, like, blowing the fire and shit. Like, he was just known as the Dragon. Like, Vince McMahon, like, pretty much put out, "Nah, nigga, you ain't Ricky Steamboat no more. You're the Dragon." And they had him dressed like a dragon. And
gotta give him more stereotypical type of gimmick. It ain't enough just to be Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
And
and Steamboat basically goes, "Yeah, I wasn't getting back to the top of the card." And if you look at WWE in 1991, like it's
91.
Yeah, it's weird because Hogan has the belt again, so you know you ain't about to go up as a face, and Steamboat ain't turning heel.
Yeah.
So where the fuck was he gonna go?
And also, like, he wasn't big enough to give him the belt. Like, he's the same size as Macho Man, but he's not Macho Man.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't mean that saying he's not the kind of caliber of wrestler Macho Man is. I mean, he can't quote-unquote relate to the crowd.
Race and wrestling strikes again. I mean,
yeah.
The NWA had no problem giving him the world belt. While him and Flair, you know, went back and forth. But, It was if you guys got an hour, make sure you check that out. I had never seen it. But
I'll check it out.
What else we got on here?
So, I told you I've been watching a lot of like Divas Wrestling on the network, right?
Yes.
You have to kind of get context of, because it's one thing to
have some shit to compare stuff to.
Yeah, it's one thing for you just to look at something and be like, all right, this is the era, and then, like, because one thing we in wrestling, and we even do this with sports as well, like other sports, like basketball in particular, we talk about how, like, it's a particular era to where we act like there's never any overlap. Like, from this point forward, like, this happened and nothing was ever the same.
Yeah.
For example, like me and you were talking about the time, like 2011, when we start getting first back into wrestling and how the Divas kind of were,
mm-hmm.
or even Attitude Era Divas.
Yeah, they wasn't
like
really
before,
about
like it. Attitude Era Divas before, like, you know, compared to, like, I guess the Ruthless Aggression Era, like early on, where you had like the leaders around during the Attitude Era and Trish as well, like slightly before. But they, you know, they went on and they kind of like they were putting on like really good matches. Mickie James as well put on really good matches. And then you had like obviously there's always gonna be a spot for people just wanting to see just you know half or was it scantily clad women?
Yes.
But it wasn't like you know every pay per view had like some type of like ballroom gown match getting torn off or a wet or essentially a wet t shirt contest. Like remember the pool match with like Miss Kitty and
T-backs out there.
Yeah, the high T-backs. And also I'm trying to think of, Mae Young out there showing hers off to the world.
You know.
But
Mark Henry's goods.
Me and you got back to wrestling at a point to where we were just like Kelly Cudd's a champion, she's not a good wrestler. And the Bellas, they weren't good wrestlers either.
Yeah.
At that point in time.
And Beth Phoenix was out there, and Natalya was like, just save the
Beth
division.
Beth Phoenix, Natalya, and Eve were like, and that was it.
Yeah.
Like, this was at a point where, like.
And Eve was still, like, developing.
Yeah. So then you see, you know, you wrote the article about where we've been for, you know, about it, since about Total Divas.
Yeah.
And so I needed, like, more reference. I was, you know, watching, and even someone that we even lost. Because there was a point where we were like, wow, they lost a lot of talent. Like, what was going to happen? Like, they lost Caitlyn, they lost Beth Phoenix, they lost E, all in like a year.
Speaking of Caitlyn, shouts out to Caitlyn for joining the staff at PWMania.com, where I also write. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like I the news just came up on the site. I pulled it up.
Oh, okay. That's cool. I mean, I wish you were still wrestling, but.
Yeah. So maybe I can, draw that in.
You ever seen any of like the snippets of her shoot interviews?
Nah.
They're interesting. Like, I mean, it's pretty much like what you expect to hear. Like, she's still really like pro for the company.
Yeah.
I mean, they gave her a nice run.
Yeah.
But she was saying like some of the stuff. Like, for example, remember when Eve was doing the whole like right after the Hosky thing transitioned into she was like trying to be like a Stephanie McMahon type figure.
Yeah.
Been, like working for
Booker
T. Laurinaitis and Booker T. After People Power was done.
Yep.
She was saying she set up a SmackDown for me in Houston, and she was basically gonna get the job. Like she wrote out that she wanted to get the job being like this Booker T.'s assistant, and then like last minute because of like basically what happened with the botching that Battle Royal with Layla was champion. And it was supposed to be Eve versus Layla.
Uh huh.
They flipped it and made it to where. Eve wins it, and then they have the whole Nancy Kerrigan thing,
right.
Whatever. And she was saying like it's like oh okay, makes sense. It's always cool to like get a little idea of like how stuff comes about when they come up with storylines that work kind of well,
right?
And then like to hear about like their friendship, her and AJ's like real friendship beyond being like the storyline thing. It was cool to hear. I wish she was still around because she like I remember at one point like you thought she I mean she's pretty much like the Roman Reigns or Roman Reigns like the female is like the male version of what Caitlyn was like yeah she comes on like a bandit she's supposed to be a quote unquote badass really strong
spearing people out there
and
doing all that power shit
and it was so fun to go back in the network and watch the whole the mind games that AJ played with Caitlyn including like. For one, like, the Big E secret admirer thing.
Bro, because if that shit would have went through, like...
You know what's funny? They said they made the secret admirer thing, and they had no idea it was going to eventually be Big E. And all of a sudden, like, the week before, they were like, go to TV, they were like, yeah, it's going to be you. And they were like, all right, like...
Yeah, nothing wrong with that, like...
And Big E was kind of, like, nervous being around, because they were all in NXT together at the time. So they all, like, had, like, a relationship of being more than just, you know... Just for this storyline, they're
right.
Like, buddy, buddy, all three of them. They're like, hi, yeah, you're like, so what you gonna do with it, basically?
Right.
And Big E was like, yeah, I'm not trying to get fired over
so,
a white woman.
Yeah.
So
you said, what you gonna do with it? Put this brick in your face.
Yeah, man, but it was just cool, and then, you know, to see that and then get some context to these matches, is like, and at that point in time, like, you'll see, like, the end of Eve's career when she was, you know, she was stuntastic.
Yes.
Like, she was
being,
like...
Beating, knocking holes out and taking pictures on them.
Yes.
Like,
bro, the TLC match she had at TLC with AJ, but Naomi, when she puts on Naomi, pretty much, And she starts out the match, she's like conning her with doing like the imitation dance, yeah. And that's fantastic. And in the match, she like, yeah, and photographer, take this picture of me like laying beside my victim, basically. Yeah. She did a really good job, and then, you know, a month later she dropped the belt to
Caitlin
and left. And it's like, wow. They lost three people that would have been they would have
rebuilt a lot faster.
Well, aside from AJ, because AJ was huge being the manager of Raw, but she wasn't wrestling.
She wasn't wrestling, no.
They were building her character to get this run she has now.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it seems like they've recovered pretty well, because, as we said at the beginning of this show, a lot of Divas wrestling, and you can't even complain about because it's been good.
And if you really want to talk that shit about women's wrestling now, like, you're going to be in the minority, like, very soon.
Like, I would say this. I get it. We'd rather see longer matches or better matches.
That's cool. Watch NXT.
Or do we assume that better matches can be produced by men? Yeah, probably. But it's not like, you know, these girls can't work.
Yeah.
Now, like, that's not like, this ain't 2011.
Six, like.
Yeah. This ain't 1998.
And Charlotte's not even up yet. Like, and when Charlotte comes up, like,
or Sasha Banks,
yes,
or Bayley,
yes, like, so it's only gonna get better. And speaking of more divas, what are your thoughts on this whole? You know, I was there at NXT when Eva Marie got thrashed by the crowd, and my section actually started a, you know, chant, kind of like supporting her, but more to take a shot at the guys being assholes. Like, they were just chanting, "You can't wrestle at her," like, to death. Which, you know, it's fair to say she's not a good wrestler.
That's true.
But, you know...
I remember that match she had. I'm talking to you about the match she had on Raw with
AJ.
AJ. Was that 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we started a counter, you know, it doesn't matter because she's drawing that heat. Yeah. Like, I made the point in the article.
Like, we don't care that Paul Heyman can't wrestle.
Exactly. Like,
or Cornette.
You know, people, they don't like her because she was a model and all that, but, yep. You know.
It's a resentment thing, man. Like, it's the same thing that happens when it comes to, like, anything.
Because,
like,
she, quote-unquote, doesn't know about wrestling and all this other shit. Like, it's bullshit. Like, and we started an It Doesn't Matter chant strictly out of, you know, the fact that she's getting that heat. And you think Vince McMahon gives a fuck about, you know, go-away heat? I don't.
No, if you're booing, you're booing. You care. You like. You're kind of like. You're not.
You care.
Like, okay. At the end of the day, someone like Eva Marie, like, having go away heat, doesn't ultimately matter because you're not going away. Same thing with why Triple H cut the promo at beginning of last week.
I just won't watch.
He said, you know what? Well, by God, me and my friend Phil, we're not going to watch anymore.
Yeah.
Which is a shot. But anyway, it's just like, you're going to complain, you're going to teen watch. Eva Marie, it's not like she's, you know, some type of X-Pac or some Stephanie McMahon character that can wrestle and it's going to be in the main event. It's not like, I don't know, the most, I don't know, Randy Orton turned up to, or Batista turned up to the point to where you just don't want to watch anymore. It's not like that. She's a... What, you know how we say the A+, B+ players? I mean, what is she in a hierarchy?
I would say she's like a B-.
Like, you think she's that high?
Because the Total Divas thing. Like, are we just talking about in-ring?
I'm just talking about, like, on a live show.
I say she's a C, just because she's a name. Like,
I don't even think she's that. She don't matter. So, like, you she's not...
She's coming.
Do you think she matters more than Vicky?
Look.
Did?
She, it depends what they do with her, because if they turn her into a manager, if they find out she can talk somehow, she's gonna be hated. Like, people like, oh, she's gonna,
oh,
get,
yeah,
it.
Of, like, course. Yeah, we don't like women talking to
me. I heard Sierra actually made this point, you know, about, I listened to her podcast, the fact, why do everyone love Lana, you know, instead of Eva Marie? And it's really like, you know, they come from the same backgrounds, pretty much.
We don't love Lana as much as, how do I say this? she seems to be more talented than Eva Marie. As far as we can hand her a mic, and she's not going to like just be terrible. She comes out, and also another part about it is she shows some skin, like while wearing the pantsuit dress thing. Like she's
Eva Marie than Maxim.
It's just something about it, bro. Like she's just likable on the show, and as well. From what you've seen of her, like on camera, on the actual like live shows and tapings,
yeah.
She doesn't have as much to offer as someone like Lana does. Even though we still boo the hell out of Lana because she's trying to, you know,
she's doing her best not to get cheered. Let's say that.
I mean, I think she's picking up legit. Do you think she's not picking up legit heat though?
Who?
I think she's picking up legit heat.
Lana?
Yeah.
I think so. I think so.
I mean, I'll say this. I feel like people are in on the game, realizing, yeah, we have to boo her to keep her on TV.
Yeah.
I think that as well.
But those same type of boos, like, Eva Marie can get that by just walking out there.
I think, like, I think the main thing is the fact that, like, one has not stepped in a ring to wrestle and the other one has. And, like, you know, that's kind of like the divas. They don't like the ones that, you know...
She doesn't deserve
that,
it.
That quote-unquote haven't either. They haven't shown enough promise in the ring yet to warrant being in the ring, which would be like, well, you're still being NXT or in developmental before you even get NXT or whatever.
Not everybody built the same. Like, there's not a plan for everyone to get on like that because, you know, Becky Lynch can wrestle her ass off. Why didn't they bring her right to the main roster? Well, there's probably a reason for that. Eva Marie, yeah. Like, you just look at her. She, like, looks like... If they let her be like what Eve was, like as far as like, you know, the assistant to the GM, or they put her in some type of high profile storyline where she's like, she's an object of, you know, affection for someone or a desire, and
I think it's gonna be Lana. I think it's gonna be Lana eventually. Like whenever, if or when like this Rusev shit like stops,
mm-hmm.
I think that's what she'll be like. I don't know if she'll ever wrestle, but I think even if that's not the case, she'll be somewhere in the back scenes doing promos and getting booed, getting heat,
mm-hmm.
or being managed for somebody. Like that only makes sense because she could clearly step in and be and do the things that Eve was doing.
Yeah.
Now. My question for you, right? Are there going to be any more call-ups
for
NXT to the main roster
in the next year?
Yeah, to the end of the year.
I say Sami Zayn is going to come up
already.
Okay, because they're reloading NXT right now with Kenta and a guy named Prince Devitt. Who's one of the top international guys. He was in New Japan.
My question is, do they go to developmental for like a week to learn how to work on the cameras and then come to NXT, or is it like...
No,
Kenta goes straight to NXT.
Like, he's going to NXT. Like, I think they're in the performance center. Like, they're supposed to report there, and then, you know, they see what you got, and they'll throw them in there.
Okay.
So, I can see Sami Zayn getting called up. Neville's got to come up at some point, but he's just... That head. Like, can they make him a mass wrestler?
I don't think he's ever going to get over.
Like, I think that was okay.
I know they don't.
He just doesn't do it for me.
I know personally. They don't grow on trees. But like, why can't we find a guy that's like 230 pounds that can wrestle his ass off? Like, a guy that's 6'2" or taller and weighs 230 pounds. Like, why can't we? I know it's...
Oh, Tyler Breeze is coming up too, by the way. Yeah. Yeah, Tyler Breeze will come up. Those three will come up.
Do you really think that Zoolander shit's going to work?
No. And it's a shame.
Why do you think it's a shame? Like, this shit... Like, I remember...
I'm not saying people should like it.
Okay.
No, I'm saying it's a shame that, you know, that gimmick... I don't see it translating. And I was talking...
Neither do I. Like, honestly, because they were talking about... on Legend of Wrestling, they have JR doing a lot of stuff. And in a couple of different episodes, he's mentioned his point. He says he always talks to talent. And he says the goal should be to main event WrestleMania.
Yeah.
That Zoolander shit's not main eventing WrestleMania, bro. Like, you know what I mean? So I don't understand. like, I see some of these, even the Bo Dallas, that's just not, that's just never going to be anything in WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, all right, even the Sandow shit, I said, same thing to you. It's just not going to be anything in WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And Fandango, same thing. None of that. All these dudes talented, them dudes will never get on with them whack-ass gimmicks.
Yeah.
And unless they can figure out to find a way to get an evolution to where they're more of a serious three-dimensional character instead of this cartoon, that's absurd and ridiculous.
Like, that's the only thing I really like about Sami Zayn, where it's like, you know, he's so over in the crowd. Like, the crowd's going to love him. He's like, he's the new Daniel Bryan or like Dusty Rhodes of NXT.
Dusty Rhodes of NXT.
I said that in my column, like where I was, you know, comparing, you know, NXT to Florida Championship Wrestling. Like all the heels made their name off of him.
That man's always chasing and he never winning. We love him.
Yeah, he never fucking wins, bro. Like like there were people, like I was at the taping. They were like, man, Zayn never fucking wins. And then like he actually happened to win that night. We all went crazy. Like wow. So. Like, that was one of three matches he wrestled that night.
Wow.
But I think Zayn's got immense potential. It's just, I don't know. They got a... I know Sheamus is pale as hell, but Zayn's like...
Zayn's not as pale as Sheamus.
Yes, Zayn's not as like pale as Sheamus, but he has like body hair and all that shit. It just doesn't...
Hey. I remember on Cheap Heat maybe a couple months ago, Shoemaker was saying that they could have messed up Paige by having her dye her hair red and they play her as Sheamus's little sister.
They should do that as her little brother.
So what happens when, like, is he going to be Sheamus's mini-me?
Wow. Or his little brother?
Like,
That would be terrible.
I don't know. Actually, who's older between those two, Sheamus and Zayn?
Sheamus is 37. Zayn's
not 37?
Sheamus is 37.
No.
He's 37 or 36.
He's that fucking old?
Yes.
He doesn't look it.
Yeah, Sheamus is an awesome shape.
I would assume he was like 32.
Nope. Wow. He was born in January of 1978.
Wow. Alright, well.
Which, that makes him 36.
Wow.
Yeah. He's like Sheamus' age.
Alright, well. So, alright, so Neville, I don't know how that's going to get over. I mean, I'm only watching.
I think he flops.
I think he's gonna get that. I think he's gonna be treated worse than Ziggler. Like he's gonna be a dude. That's, yeah, you can run. Oh, that dude can wrestle his ass off. Yeah, like what else can he do?
Yeah, he's a.
He's a nice little hand.
He's like, definitely a great high flyer. I'll say that.
Times like this, he needs a cruiserweight division.
Yeah, he's a great high flyer. Like one guy I'm not really seeing it is Kalisto, which I said he looks like a mini Ultimo Dragon.
Oh, Ricardo Rodriguez, homeboy?
Yes.
Okay.
He, like, people want to say Ray was short back then and little. He's no taller than, let's see. I feel like he's as tall as the TV in my living room right now.
That works really well for a podcast. How tall is that, Rich?
Okay.
How tall
do you think he is? I feel like he's barely over 5 feet.
Barely? Okay.
Like, he has to stand on his tippy toes to be over 5 feet, okay. I feel like.
So... So I would ask you this, right? So
I just ain't believing that shit.
Zayn,
Neville, Zayn, Breeze,
Charlotte,
and oh yes, Charlotte's definitely coming up. Like I thought that goes without saying. She may like Charlotte's the. I feel like she's the number one prospect, male or female, in NXT right now.
I can't disagree with you. Like, unless, you know...
Like, just Zayn, in a vacuum of prospects.
Unless Zayn wants to, you know, gain about, or, you know, grow about 5 inches.
Yeah. You know, he'd be main event in the next, you know, 5 WrestleManias in that case. Like,
yeah. Yeah. That dude's ridiculous, man. I don't know what that means for the rest of these guys. Like, I talked about this with you.
You've got to go to one of these NXT shows and like see the experience. Cause it feels like WWE, but it feels like something totally different at the same time.
And that's the reason why a lot of these dudes aren't getting over now. Because it's like, yeah, some more intimate setting is all these internet smart guys.
Yep.
And then like, yeah, like that shit's working on people that like love this shit for real. Like they'll cheer you because they're there for the show as opposed to, yeah, you know, they're in town. My kid wanted to go. I'm here because the only reason why because he wants to go. Or I'm here because fill in the blank. Or I'm here because my husband dragged me to this shit. Now I got to watch.
Right.
And when you're out here and you see, like, you know, Adam Rose come out there
The fuck is this?
Fuck is this? Oh, it's a cool song. Oh, he just beat somebody in 15 seconds. All right.
If they ever unleash Adam Rose and show what he can really do, I think it would be the best thing ever for his career. At NXT, he was sitting on the top rope and doing front flips onto the outside of the ring. Like, he's on almost on that don't give a fuck about himself All-Stars.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like, but if you don't watch NXT, you'll never see it. So,
it's just not over, man. Like, all he's doing right now is getting these, like, quick squash matches. He don't get to talk.
Nope.
And even now,
he gets to sell shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna say he's doing these segments where he's either selling either
burgers,
either basically like hard iced tea, or he's selling Sonic, and you know eating hot dogs, or fighting sand out for hot dogs.
Yeah, I can't get with that.
As a grown ass man, fighting for a hot dog with his bare hands.
Yeah.
For a hot dog.
Look, finishing two bites.
Gross. all right, so we went through all this stuff. We talked about people not getting over, right?
Yep.
So since we're talking about people not getting over, what exactly is going on with this Fandango, Summer Rae, Layla thing?
They're showing up trolling this man every week.
Now, my thing is this. They have all these women on TV, and it seemed like they got away from all of these like stereotypical things, except crazy exes.
That may or may not be fucking each other.
Is that what they're intimating?
Like, it's like these two are together now, and they're just playing like lesbian undertones, like with this thing.
Oh yeah.
Like we're not. That's the vibe I'm getting from it, at least. Like, when they, you know, were like, okay, fuck you, and then they did their, like, little dance
and all that. That was funny.
It felt like some Orange Is the New Black shit. Like,
Orange Is the New...
You know?
What?
It was, like, if Layla was darker, it would be Chocolate and Vanilla Swirl out there. But, I just think he's, like, playing the guy, like, what the fuck are y'all... Like, leave me alone, like, almost at this point. And, like, why y'all keep messing with me?
And that man out here jobbing out to everyone. Everyone.
Like, does he, like, debut a new chick just to fight them or what? Like...
The only explanation would be... Well, that would be awful if they did it. If they were like, yeah, alright, well, I got something for you.
Charlotte.
That'd be awful.
Oh, I'd hate it.
That'd be awful. Unless they're gonna treat that man like Mark Miro, then I'm all for it.
Unless she comes out like a killing machine.
Nah, she needs to come out here and powerbomb that man.
Right.
like she whooped both of them and then turns on that man.
I don't like you either. Like
powerbombs that man. That'd be funny.
Yeah. Look, I'm down with anything that got to do with Charlotte. So, you know.
But we were talking about. I'm keeping digressing at this point. We're talking about how, you know, the middle class of WWE is in trouble when they keep, you know, reaching in and grabbing all these new guys from NXT because people's spots get taken and there's less and less time to get on TV.
Mm-hmm.
To where, like, the middle class is going to just be in trouble. That's where you at. Like, if you've been in there for 5 years and, like, most you've done is get, an IC title run or whatever, like, you're going to be in trouble. And also, people's going to be in trouble is, like, as that's happening, the more and more older like guys have been around with the company for about a decade or so, like the
Henry,
like the Mark Henrys,
Kane.
The Canes, the Big Shows, the Christians, the Rey Mysterios, like that pool of guys that come out here and have a program
intermittently.
Yeah, intermittently. I still can't say the word.
Has anyone seen Rob Van Dam? Is he still hurt?
Did he get hurt? Because
that's why he wasn't at Battleground.
He might just be done. I thought he only had a couple months.
I'm not sure.
But the same thing, like, even though he's not with the company full time, like, he comes and goes. Like,
right.
He might add him to the list, too.
Yeah.
Like, that list is going to grow a bit larger and larger, and then it's like, all right, well, at what point y'all are talking about making all these budget cuts? How about you let some of these guys that aren't... Why don't you release some of these guys?
I hear there's another wave of releases coming, supposedly on Thursday. Like I think they're gonna drop the network subscribers again, like to show the numbers, and then this Thursday, if you guys are listening to this, you know, it's Tuesday night as we record this, where they're going to make all the shit public, and then there's a lot of fear going on right now. Like, guys, you know, like a Mysterio, who supposedly isn't cashing his checks anymore, for whatever that means. Christian, yeah. Unless you're going to put him on the panel, which, you know, he's funny.
He's been on the panel.
Yeah, he's funny on the panel.
Like, that's how Alex Riley made himself...
commodity.
Yeah. I mean, so much for that. I mean, they got rid of Josh Matthews of being with the company for over a decade.
Yeah.
And, well, like... But they just...
Can I say how much I love Booker T on the panel, too? Like you said before, he's like the Dusty Rhodes of, you know, like when Dusty Rhodes
was WCW. Yes, he is absolutely Dusty Rhodes. And I wish he was still... I wish he had
regular commentary.
I wish he had JBL's chair.
I agree.
Just because... Just for the funniest... Like, I don't even know. I like JBL.
JBL strikes like... He strikes like, I don't know, like 6 out of 10. Like, I feel like he has a 60% connection rate.
Well, the thing is this, like, you know...
When he starts talking about twerking and shit.
The Montreal Raw happened... And they had to turn Michael Cole face.
Yep.
So like the whole entire dynamic of the announcing team just changed. And they brought JBL in because they had to have a heel announcer. My only issue is like, yeah, I wish they could have Booker instead of JBL, but like Booker's not gonna work heel as an announcer.
He can do like tweener, like because sometimes he sides with the heels in this you know analyst thing he does, but I think it's a good role for him. So, you know, maybe he can help out the new guys. You know, those three.
Oh shit!
You know, I'd like to see that.
Wow.
You know, we don't care. You know, Lesnar, we take what we want. We want the gold, sucker.
John Cena, we come for you, nigga. Really?
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we're like, way in.
So?
We're like 121.
What else you got? Are you up?
I'm done on this one.
I'm thinking about to tap out too, man.
This is One Nation Radio. Make sure you guys keep checking out the articles. Hit us up on Twitter. Shout outs to all the new followers and old followers as well. Old listeners, old school.
Old school.
You know, old school One Nation Radio fans, you know, who's seen, you know, the old entrance musics.
This is dedicated to those who have been down since day one.
Yeah, you know, our day one One Nation Radio fans.
All, like, two of you.
Oh, yeah, all one of y'all, you know. But, get a solid listen. So, you know, that's all we can ask. Keep spreading the word about One Nation Radio. Anything to add, James?
Nah, man.
All right. See ya, bitches.
Later.